Everybody has some brokenness in their family. What kind of brokenness do you see in yours? Hey guys, Andrew here with Unlocked, your daily key to open up your hearts to God. Life is messy. I think we probably all realize that. And unfortunately, that carries into our relationships with our families sometimes as well. That's actually what our devotion is about here today. It's titled Family Matters, and it was written by Hope Bollinger. If anyone understands messed up families, it's Jesus. Imagine the ridicule he received growing up when his neighbors and friends assumed his mother had him out of wedlock. People at school probably muttered about how neither Jesus nor Mary deserved to live. Their cruel words could have rivaled some of the insults that I received from bullies in middle school. Add to that, his father likely died before he began his ministry. With few occupations available for widows back then, taking care of Mary became Jesus' responsibility as the firstborn. No pressure there, especially on top of being the Messiah. Not to mention then, his mother and siblings stormed one of his sermons, likely to tell him to keep quiet. Even James, Jesus' brother, doubted Jesus' true identity as the Messiah until long after his death and resurrection. You heard that right. His own brother didn't believe in him. Growing up, when confronted with constant sibling fights and my parents' divorce, I hated the meaning of family. To me, family meant slamming doors and shouting matches. I would forget that I have a family bigger than the one in my own house. Even though my biological mother and brothers may cause disappointment, my family in Christ gives me hope, because in Him, I always have a family. One that lasts forever, rooted in His promises. Sure, we mess up. Our Christ family still slams doors and causes deep hurts. But we all take part in a restoration process. Messed up? Sure. Storming Jesus' kingdom to tell Him He's not doing a good job? Guilty as charged. But Jesus calls us family, walking with us and restoring our broken selves through His death and resurrection. If anyone can turn a messy family into something beautiful, it's Him. So let's talk about this. Everybody has some brokenness in their family. What kinds of brokenness do you see in yours? Pray for Jesus to restore your family and heal your hurts. Maybe your family is also part of your Christ family. That's great. Praise God for that. But maybe your family doesn't believe in Jesus. Take some time to pray for them and ask God to show you how to tell them about Him. As we read in Matthew 12, verse 50, "For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Now, I'd encourage you to read Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 through 50 to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you checked out our Instagram page lately? We would love to connect with you. Just search for @UnlockedDevo. And until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.